We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What is the expression that I use? Putting the cart before the horse, right? Assuming one thing before you even, you know, trying to walk before you can crawl, whatever you want to call it. Getting way ahead of yourself on something. It's not good, usually. That's bad when that happens. You might know Major League Baseball from their previous hits. We can't get teams on the field for workouts. We can't get our testing straight. We can't agree on a labor deal. We can't do anything but really anger our fans and appear very tone-deaf and very incompetent when it comes to sorting out issues related to a pandemic. They've played the hits really for months now. I like their newest one the best. If this is not the height of hubris by a league and the most, it was just greeted not even almost with anger today when the news broke. I sort of had the old disbelief thing going. And then people I saw on Twitter, not even capable almost of vitriol or anything like that, just more head scratching, eye rolling. Wait, you're really doing this now? You would think if you were a league that was having some real issues with your restart or with trying to start your season in the midst of coronavirus, maybe doing your best, but maybe not. You would think you would want to get what done before you do anything else, before you think about the future in any way. What would you want to do if you were baseball? Get on the field this year, right? Get to July 23rd and at least say you played some games. And then hopefully not have any major issues from there on out. Okay, that makes sense. You know what you wouldn't do if you were Major League Baseball? Release your 2021 schedule before your 2020 season has even commenced. Your abbreviated 60-game 2020 season. It is appropriate that it has been announced that opening day 2021 is, for all 30 teams, April 1st. You might know it as April Fool's Day. Unless I would have, if I would have seen this and not had it have a blue check mark next to it, I wouldn't have believed it. I would have just assumed it was one of those guys, Sports Talk Barry or whatever, changing his handle to Major League Baseball and saying, we've released our schedule for the year. But then I saw the Pirates and other teams saying, yeah, here's our schedule. April 1st, all 30 teams are going to start next season. We haven't started this season. The entire reason we haven't started this season in this country is something that people think might get worse come wintertime. And baseball doesn't really have a sterling track record right now of handling this all that well. So why exactly? What sense does it make to come out of the clear blue sky with a schedule release when you have not yet started this season? I'm confused. And I'm kind of frustrated too as a baseball fan for this reason. Putting something out there like this is more chuckle-worthy than anything else. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that it is the end of the world. Like I said, it was greeted mostly with head scratches, eye rolls, and wait, you're actually doing this right now? That's not an angry reaction. That's a perplexed and puzzled and bemused reaction. It's frustrating, though, because it's just another continuation of what I think is a trend. And that trend is that baseball almost thinks you, the fan, and anything you think about the sport, feel about the sport, or any attachment you have to the sport is something that they can take for granted collectively and sort of just thumb their eye, put a thumb in your eye, thumb their nose at you, give you the old raspberries. Why? The entire focus of the sport, they can have their schedule made up for next year. That's fine. That's how it normally would work. The entire focus of the sport, the Pirates open with the Cubs, by the way, on April 1st, on the road. The focus of the sport should be what right now? Getting on the field this year. If baseball had been playing games for a month by now, at least, had not sped through, but absolutely like handled very carefully as best it could what was happening, and had sort of shown that it was diligent, that it was conscientious, that it was all the things that it proved not to be during all of this, that it was concerned with its fans, with the sport's relationship with the general sporting public, sports-consuming public, if it had proven to be all of those things for the last several months, instead of a tone-deaf organization, a tone-deaf league that really seemed to have no concern about how it was perceived and viewed by the outside world and by its diehards, that would be one thing. And then it was putting the schedule out. I'd say, all right, you've got your games going. You've carved out, because you've had your games going in this hypothetical for a month now, you've carved out a sense of normalcy for sports fans. You're probably being viewed as sort of a conquering hero among leagues because you've managed to get your product back on the field. You're probably securing new and younger fans who want to watch sports, but maybe their favorite sport, hockey or basketball, isn't on, but they'll take baseball because dad or mom or whoever, older brother or sister's watching it, and so they're going to get into it too, and maybe you'll make new fans because your players will be back and maybe front and center and getting more airtime because Lord knows ESPN would want more of a foothold. If you're doing all that, that'd be cool. And then you put the schedule out, I'd be like, hey, look, it's another in a continuing sort of series that baseball's leading the way. It's another move in a continuing series of them that shows that baseball is pressing onward, that baseball has handled this, has faced this down, and despite everything roiling in the country right now, baseball is continuing to find a way to get through. Instead, it's 2 weeks. It is literally 2 weeks away, the start of the baseball season. And they're releasing the 2021 schedule. I put up a Twitter poll question based on my annoyance about this. And I simply wrote out, because how could you not have this as your instant thought? Will Major League Baseball's 2021 season start on April 1 as planned? Would you like to take a guess at what the percentages are after a couple hundred votes were tallied right now? Would you like to guess? What do you think it is, Steiny? How many people do you think believe that this 2021 season will be happening, commencing liftoff on April 1?
30%?
40. 40.5%, about 300 votes. So I guess people are not in poll question mode today. Think that it's going to actually happen on time, which means, what, 120 people versus 180 thinking that it's going to happen, that don't think it's going to happen on time. I don't know. I'm not really all that optimistic. I think that they're going to, I guess it feels like a flip of a coin, but I'll say it's slightly better than 50-50. That baseball, because I think baseball players are getting sick of this, and I think they do want to play, and I think they're being pretty cautious about this, despite, again, the virus going very much on a rampage through several states. I do think players are probably keeping themselves away and probably are in a safe enough environment as the sport continues to try to wrap its head around this, and I think they're going to get on the field, and I think they're going to play. Man, if you want to talk about just having no sense of public relations and making a move that echoes that lack of sense, it's what baseball did today. Don't put the cart before... Think of how dumb this is going to look. I'm serious. Think of how dumb this is going to look if the season gets canceled, if this partial season gets wiped out What happens if, like, the Seattle Mariners report 10 cases, then the Rangers report a bunch of positives? Here, how about this? Yankees, Nationals, Dodgers, Giants are the four teams playing on July 23rd, okay? 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now. And what happens if combined 30 players on those four teams? I know it's far-fetched, but a bunch of them test positive. And now your opening day is either wiped out or it's like half taxi squad guys. The fact that you put your 2021 season schedule out there, hey, here's when we're going to start playing next year. Now, granted, we're still just kind of walking across a high wire right now, a tightrope right now, but we're going to be good. This is what we got planned for you next year. Imagine how dumb that's going to look. I'm trying to think of the sports talk equivalent of it. I really am. It would be like if I was doing a night show and I never booked guests or anything, but I said, like, oh, next year this time, we're going to have, who would be the biggest, like, I'm going to have Howard Stern on the show. Yeah, get ready. In a year from now, Chris Mueller on the late shift, it'll be Howard Stern at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Chris, try booking a guest first, ever. That's what it would be. So, I can't figure it out. By the way, I'm getting crushed. I'll say it right now, I thought I'd get sympathy on Twitter. I put it out there. I said, after finding yesterday's show notes in the trash today, I'm more convinced than ever that I was the target of attempted show sabotage yesterday. And this is how it goes in this business. I thought on Twitter that would elicit some sympathy, right? People say, like, Chris, you're out here trying to give takes, entertain the masses. You're trying to do your thing. You don't have live sports other than golf and NASCAR. And Bill Steinbach knows more, has forgotten more about NASCAR over there in the producer's booth than you'll ever know. I thought I'd get some sympathy, to be honest. Instead, we've got Ed tweeting, can't blame someone for putting them back where they belong. Unbelievable. They should leave you alone, says Lax Buddha. They should leave you be. You don't need help sabotaging your own show. Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? That's what I get. Sympathy. That's what passes for sympathy. So you've got a 2021 schedule that's out when we don't even know if there's going to be baseball in 2020. That makes sense. I know that this will get accused. Oh, come on. You're making a mountain out of a molehill. You're getting all fired up about nothing. What's so bad about them releasing the schedule for next year? I don't know. They're not playing this year yet. We've got 2 weeks, which doesn't, am I crazy? Does it not feel like an eternity? Does it not feel like an unbelievably long time? 2 weeks before an opening baseball game gets played. Whenever I go running, and I'm like running, I run like on a trail maybe, if I go to like head out to the Montour Trail and try to get some miles in, and I'll be a certain distance through the run, and lately it's because it's so hot, I'm just like, I'm flagging and my pace is falling off quickly. And I'm like, I'm gonna go, I look at my watch, I see how long I've been running, I say, okay, I'm gonna run to this, that third telephone pole up ahead, and I can see it in the distance. And I think it's close, but it actually takes me like two and a half minutes, a long time in running terms, to run to it. That's what 2 weeks away in baseball terms feels like. Oh, I can see it on the calendar, but I have no idea if they're going to get there because it's a long way off. But hey, April 2021, just around the corner. Pirates Cubs. I kind of wish like a betting house would be putting odds on whether or not those games will, and whether, like, just yes or no, will Major League Baseball regular season games be played on April 1st, 2021? In fact, I feel like that has to be out there now for odds to bet on. I would love to know what's minus and plus about it here, what the money line looks like. I'm guessing, like, it's a strong bet to say yes because people are just going to assume that things will get handled and figured out, but I would love to throw a little money on no. And maybe I'll look into doing that on DraftKings Sportsbook. Anyway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.